The Ha'aloischeis Haneiros Rashi brings Chosha Daito Yishal Aroi, and he had Chalisha Sadas. And because he had Chalisha Sadas, he saw that the Nesiim were all Zoicha to bring the Kabonis, and he wasn't Zoicha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shalcha Gedoyle Mishalahem, Yavah Bezundra Madrega. And then Rashi says on it, Malamed Vayas Kein Aroin, Malamed Shvachi Shal Aroin, Shaloi Shina. So many Pshatim talk about what does it mean, this Darga of Malamed Shaloi Shina. The Al-Shech HaKadosh writes that when he lit the Menorah, he knew how to be mechavan to the Menorah Shal Mikdash Shal Mala. He wasn't Nishana, he knew how to be mechavan to the Olam HaSel Yoinim, Lamala Me'asar HaTochim. There's a Pshat from the Rebbe Lev Yitzim Yibraditchev, he says, first of all, he didn't have a Machsheves Gaiva. He was able to do it, and he wasn't Mishana Machsheves Gaiva. But he says also another Pshat, he says, if I was the Zoicha to light the Menorah, Miroiv Behola, from the Hislavus and the Cheshkas Ha'inyan, and also the Pachad, I would, Yodai Ha'yuroyadais, and I would drop the Shemen. So Malamed Shaloi Shina, he stayed calm, and he was able to do it. Another Pshat is that he did it every single day. It doesn't make a difference which day it was, whether it's on a Shabbos or on a Yom Kippur or on a regular day. Kulam shavim l'toyva. Vayas kein Aaron, without a shinoi. There's another Pshat from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, you know, Menoira is a skula for Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh. On the other hand, Mizbeach HaKetoires is a skula for Ashiras. And in the Seder HaAvoid of the Yom, you could either do one or the other. And Aaron was never Mishana. Not even once that he chose to rather do Ketoiris instead to do the Menorah. Because Torah is the best Eschayra, not to look for the Ketoiris of Ashiras. There's another Pshat, it's based on a Malbim, interesting. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Keseder, by the Asar Mamoris and by the process of Seder Bereishis, Vayihi Chein, Vayomer Elokim, Yihi, Rakia, Yehi Aretz, Yehi this, Vayihi Chein. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Oir, Vayihi Oir. It doesn't say Vayihi Chein. So the Malbim says, what's the Pshat? Because it wasn't Cain. Hashem was Mishane. He took the oir, by Yomer Elokim Yehi Oir, and then we know he was Goynez the oir, Gonzoi Letzadikim Lasad Lovai. So he didn't do HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishane, the original Tochnit, and it wasn't Cain. Where was he Goynez the oir? The Lamed Vav Shois of the oir HaGonez. Why Lamed Vav Shois? Some say from Friday morning till Moitz Shabbos is 36 hours. The oir was even at night, Friday, Lil Shabbos. So 36 hours from Yom Hashishi in the morning till Moitz Shabbos. Some say, Pasha, it's 36 hours because the Ma'oiris were Nitla on this fourth day. So the first 3 days of Bria was this Oir, Ruchniz, 36 hours. Oikach, Oikach, not both Jotun, because then it's 72. But either the 36 hours of the first 3 days of the Bria, or 36 hours of Yom Hashishi, Tol Moitz Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Oir and he was going as it. The Lamed Vav Shois, he was going as it in the Lamed Vav Mesichtos of Shas. There are Lamed Vav Mesichtos with Gemara. Is actually not. You have to either put the three bubbles together and then take out Shkolim and put in Tomit. You have to work it out. Don't overdo the word. Undo the word. It's 36. But he put it into 36 Mesichtos. Or into the 36 Neiros of Chanukah. We like the Oir of Chanukah has 36. So he was going as in the Menorah. He was going as in the Torah. Vayas Kein Aroin Melamed Shaloi Shino. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana. You get it? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana by Maisa Bereishis. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oir, and it wasn't Cain. It wasn't like all the other things in the Bria that it was Cain. Hazoy is. It was Vayihi Oir, but it was somewhere else. Now it's Vayas Cain Aaron. Shaloi Shina. The Sfasemah says a different shot. Shaloi Shina means he didn't do it Miloshan sleepy. He didn't do it with Farshlofen the Kehet. He did it with a Hislavis. And Kesedah with a Hislavis every day. Not becoming Hergel. Not becoming, not Farshlofen. And not for Blonjit in the Hevlei Azman, that it's already the 477th time that he did it. It's Epes Nish Dizel Bazach. Vida Eristam Ono. It's Vayas Kein Aaron Malamet Shalei Shino. On a Shino. I heard once an interesting pshat. That, you know, Aaron has Chalisha Sadas. And he has Sheifas for the Karbonis of the Nesiim. And he really wanted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him something even bigger. So a person could say, okay, now I'm Zat. Now I'm Savei. Now I'm Zafrida. Vayas Kein Aaron Shaloi Shina, the same Hislavis and Chesed Chalish Shalanas that he had, that he strived for Aliyas and Ruchnias when he had that. Now that he got even something bigger, so he didn't peak. Peak, P-E-A-K, right? He didn't reach the top. No, now I want even more. Keseder, Vayas Kein, his Sheifas for Godless remained ever so more. That's various pshatim in Malamed Shleishin. I heard once a different pshat. Aaron, Rabbi Yonah Sinaivishitz brings, Aaron did not need the three steps. We know that the menorah was 18 tefachim, and to go up the menorah, you had to walk up three steps, a kohen gadol of an average size, even though the average size of a person is 18 tefachim. But I guess you don't want to mamash reach up with your hands over your head. So he would go up steps. But Aaron, the chayyim, was shakul to Moshe. Aaron was tams, so he didn't need to go up those steps. Aber shaloi shina. If that's the say that that's azay mach the kohen gadol, he also went up the steps, and then he bent down, and he was kaifif. He has a whole inyan in that. He was kaifif to do it, but he wasn't mishani. He did it like all the other. Like all the other Kehanim Gedolim. The Tzura of the Menorah, there's actually a Shaila, whether the Tzura of the Menorah, with the 18th Fachim, with the Gevim and the Kaftarim and all that, there's Ramazim to it, but we know that some Rishonim say it was round, and some Rishonim say it was, the Konim that came out were Ba'alachsoin. So what's the Emes? So it's interesting. We know that Rabbi Yossi, we had just now in the Sugyas and Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, he went into the Oitzris of Roimir. It's based on the Gemara in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zayin, that he helped Bimarapa, the Bat of Melech Roimir, that a certain shade named Tamalia, and Rashi brings it in Sukkah Daf Hei. And he was Merapah her, so he was zeichet to go into the Oitzris of the of Roimi. And there's a few Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that he saw the how the tzitz looked. There's a Gemara in Yuma the Flanzani that he saw how the tzura of the Hazoyas Adam of the Kohen Gadol on the Pareichus was. There's another Medrash that he saw the Kisei of Shleim HaMelech, and he also saw the Atush, the mosquito that went into the head of Titus and grew into the size of a bird. So he saw various things in this in the Oitzris. And one of them is, well, not, there's a Medrash that he saw the Menorah, the whole thing about that. But the question is, it's a problem because was it round or was it what's it called? Someone to bring a rye from the tzura of the menorah that's carved out on the arch of Titus, over there it's round, or if someone was
round.
Over there, yeah. It's round. Okay, yeah, but it could be that Shlomo HaMelech, we know, made 10 other menorahs. Bayas Cain, Aaron, Cain is 70, Cain, Balaturim, because there were 7 in the original menorah, but then Shlomo, it's a remes for Shlomo, it's 70 menorahs that he made. He also made 10 Shulchanais, and he also made very big Kruvim, which is also in Sukkah Daf Hei. But he did not do anything about the Mizbeach HaKetayrus. He didn't turbo the Mizbeach HaKetayrus. The Mizbeach HaKetayrus stays as is. But maybe the round ones with the Shlomo HaMelech ones and the Alatsan one is the original one, Shasa Moshe. Could possibly be. Now, there's a din of Hadlokas Ner, the Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban, Rashi, and Shabbos, they learned that the Hadlokah, many Rishonim, the Hadlokah was only Bein Harabayim. There was no Hadlokah Baboiker. Baboiker, you would come and do Dishon and Hatova. And possibly you would even put out, if there was one still being doilik, you would put them out, but certainly you wouldn't be remodeling them. Me'idach, he said, the Rambam Shita is in Hilchis Tmidim and Musaf and Paragimel, Halachas Yud Yad Alfi Beis, as he's beside of the Indian over there, the Sefer Achinach also, in Mitzvah Tzadi Ches, in Parashas Tetzaveh, they learned that there was Hadlaka Bein B'yoin Bein B'layla. There was Hadlaka Bein B'yoin Bein B'layla. It's Machlokes Rishonim in this Shita, whether even the ones that were doluk, they would actually, even in the morning, be Mechab and remodeling. Well, no, the hadlaka of Boiker was only for the ones that were already kava, but the ones that were mamshech lidlik, they were just mamshech lidlik. Certainly, at night, even the ones that were dolik, they would be mechabe and redolik, although that's also not pasha. There's a shtickle terror in the preskrov that even that's not pasha, but akupanim, there's various levels of whether the hadlaka was by Boiker or by Laila. Now, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Pesach dvarecha yo'ir, in kapitel Tehillim, kuf yutes, the kapitel of all the oisiyos of the aleph base. And obviously, it starts with a pei. Pasuk Kuf Lamed, if you give me cheshmen, it's Pesach Dvarei Yo'ir. So there's a remez, Pesach Dvarei Yo'ir, that the first word of every one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the amount of words in the Pasuk of the first Pasuk of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, each one is a different number of words, it's a remez for something about the Menorah, and that's Pesach Dvarecha. The opening words are Yo'ir, are a remez for the Menorah. Pesach Dvarecha, Bereshis has, the first Pasuk in Bereshis has 7 words, Connected the 7 Konim, the 7 Neiris. The first Pasuk in Shmois has 11 words for the Kaftoirim, 11 Kaftoirim. The first Pasuk in Vayikra has 9 words, is connected 9 Prochim. The first Pasuk in Bamidbar is connected 18 Tfachim that there was in the Menorah. And in Dvarim, it's 22 words, it's connected Esrim V'Arba, Esrim V'Shtayim Gevim. And that's the Menorah. We're going to move on. There's a lot of other sugyas. We're going to try to touch a few of them. kedarkenu. Hanofas halavim, there was a whole pedia and the seder advarim of the levim. It's interesting. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings in time of the Krua that as a young child, his father, the stipler, wanted to tell him a chiddush that how is it his phylus that Aaron was able to lift up 22,000 levim? He said probably there was a mechanism thing, like with a seesaw, with a big stone that somehow that you just had a foot pedal that you just every leg would go on the other side of it, and then Aaron just had to do a little shtup with the fuss and that would lift it up. It's a chiddush that would be considered taka that he was meirim hanofa. That's good. Azim achmin tnufa. But and the other shot would be that maybe it was boifin pili, boifin nisi that it was able to be that he was able to lift up all of these levim. Now the etna es halavim mitoich bnei Yisrael. This farm explained that it says five times the word bnei Yisrael in that pasuk because the levim are centered in the chamisha chamshei Torah and the levim are also the center of klal Yisrael. The merkaz of klal Yisrael is the levim. The Gra brings that if you take the word Yisrael and you spell it out, you spell Yisrael, but you spell out each letter. The Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. All five letters of Yisrael are three letters. Yud Vav Dalet. The Sin is Sin Yud Nun, Resh Yud Shin, Aleph Lamed Pei Lamed Mem Dalet. What's the middle letter of each of those letters? Levium. It spells out Levium. The Levium are the Merkaz, the center of the Panemius, the center. And a person has to know that in his Panemius, in his center, is the Iker, I so brought down. That a person has to be toichoi kebaroi. Fascinating. Toichoi, the inside letters of toichoi are chavov. Chavov, right? Sukkah also, you know, is the inside letters is chavov, is shem avai. The outside letters is samachay, is shem adnas. It's not just the gematria, it's the letters itself. Chavov and samachay. Toichoi, the inner letters is chavov. Kebaroi, kebaroi, the outer letters are chavov. A person has to be toichoi kebaroi. This that he comes out of him. Ruchnius and Shaykhus, the Kutchev Brichu, should be Toichoi Kabari, that his Panini should be like his Chatanius, both of them should be Shem Havaya. It mentions in the Parsha of the Levim, in one Pasuk Yisrael five times, that if you go through all the different Sukkim, it says the word Yisrael 14 times. The Chassam Sefer says it's a remez because the Levim really spread through all 14 Shvatim. 14, right? There are 14 Shvatim because Menashe and Ephraim are Shvatim. Now, Avada, normally when we say the 12 Shvatim, when we count Menashe and Ephraim, so we count Menashe and Ephraim, and we, I guess, discount, that's the word, Yosef and Levi. But there's a way to count them. No. Actually, there's a way to have 13 Shvatim. That's a Bazundarini that Pasha Yosef splits into two, and we still keep Levi in. But there's another Cheshem that you keep Yosef, and you keep Levi, and you have Menashe and Ephraim. And there's 14 Shvatim. It's brought down in the Pesachim that in the Tefillin, you're supposed to have the amount of Tefirois is either 12, can I get the 12 Shvatim, or 14, can I get the 14 Shvatim. The 14 Shvatim is a Bazundaradarab of the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael, 14 times how. 14 times Havaya is Gematria Hasatan 364, because then it's totally Mizgaber against the Satan. When you have the Shlemus of the Shvatan, that you have Levi, and you also have Klal Yisrael without Levim, with Menashe and Ephraim, and you have Yosef, that's the Spitz Shlemus of the Levim. Now, of course, the other way is to say that there are 13 Shvatan, besides that, there's Levi, and that gets us to the Remes for the famous Rambam in Hilchah Shmita Yev, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, that's not a coincidence, is the last Rambam in Hilchah Shmita Yev, which everyone knows. If a person wants to lift himself up and become Shaychus and be a chelik of Shevet Levi. They have the parsha Pesach Sheni. And they come, it's Machlekes in the Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Chafhei. Machlekes Tanaim. Who these people were that they came to complain. Right? Mi Oysam Anoshim Mihoyu. There's a three-way Machlekes Tanaim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says they were the Noisei Aroyne Shal Yosef. Rabbi Kiva says they were Mishal Vel Tzafan, who were being Isaac with taking out Nadav and Aviyu, who were Nifter in the Mishkan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on Yom Shemini Lamiluim. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Tama was Isaac Meis Mitzvah, that were Isaac, that their seventh day of Tumah, actually, Mamash Boi B'yam came out on Erev Pesach, and that was what the problem was. And they come with a complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loma Nigara. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Loma Nigara. What do you mean? You're Tame. The Zidin Tame Meis can't bring a carbon. Get it next year. Should they have made that mistake? Should they have yegged the time or not? That's telling the different shittas. If they were nice Yerushal Yosef, the Gemara says, Yecholim Hayil Atayr. The last Masa, they only carried the Aron during the Masois. The last Masa was months before. The if it was Mishal Vatzafan, that's already from Rosh Chodesh, they had time to be Matar. If it's Stam as a Meis Mitzvah, then it obviously happened on Ches Nisan. But what are you complaining? Lama Nigara. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe said, he says like this. He says, they came with a Tanya like this. These people made a decision to be Matam and Meis. The Sugin Sukkah, or Sug Mitzvah, Fatam and Mitzvah, they made a Cheshbin, we're going to be Matam Lameis, and at the expense not be part of Karban Pesach. But we're doing the right thing. It's obviously the decision we're supposed to be doing. Then it's Pashat, then when the Karban Pesach is going to be brought, we're going to be Margish, His Alas Ruchni, Ki'ilu bi'u makar b'korban Pesach. The person is makar b'korban Pesach. Ein l'shayr on the tire. The hargosha that he feels, that he pushed, is connected to the mitzvah of korban Pesach. It's pushed that we chose to not be part of it because of a correct decision of being oisim mitzvah to mitzvah. Where avad is still part of klai, and we're going to feel it. And they came complaining to Moshe. We don't feel it. Something's wrong. We don't feel it. Lomani gora. And what was the answer? Meiridik. There's a Pesach Sheni. You are going to have a chance. You're not feeling the connection now because you do have Moyed Beis. You do have the option. You do have the second option of Pesach Sheni. Had it not been, then they would be right. That if Vivaldi made the right decision and he wanted to feel connected, they would have felt connected. Now, there's a big sugya about Pesach Sheni. The Gemara was Machadish. The Torah was Machadish. That they have the option of Pesach Sheni. But there's a big machlokes. There's going to be many prati dinim. Which dinim of Pesach Sheni apply that are similar to Pesach Rishon and which not? We can start with the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Tzadik. Hey, ma bein Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni. HaRishon, which is on Yudalad Nisan, Osir Babal Yirah. But the Hasheni, which is on Yudalad Iyar, Chametz u'matzah imay babayis. You're allowed to have Chametz and Matzah in the house. There's no Bal Yirah. You can have Chametz and Matzah in the house. HaRishon ta'on Halel ba'achi losoy. It was Halel. The Sheni doesn't have Halel. Zevozeh tu'unen Halel ba'as yosan. There was a halal when you did the carbon Pesach on your dalit. That applies by Pesach Sheni as well. V'nachol and tzli. There's a din of tzli by Pesach Sheni as well. Al matzah sum roirim. Pesach Sheni as well. Doichenes haShabbos. Pesach Sheni is doichenes haShabbos. You don't pull it off the test of you. You know, it's a month later already. No, but that's the day. It's genoy specifically for that day. Doichenes haShabbos. The Tosefta over there in Pesachim brings a few other chiluke dinim that Pesach Sheni is chaluk, different than Pesach Rishon, such as Gimel Kitois. Pesach Rishon was born in three groups. Pesach Sheni doesn't need three groups. Is there any minimum at all? I saw someone to the time. It needs a minion. I don't know. Yishol and Tzofen is not a minion. I don't know. Is it Doiche Tumah? The Mishnah says it's Doiche Shabbos. Pesach Sheni is not Doiche Tumah. Is the Chiv Karis for not doing Pesach Sheni? That's a complex three-way machloikas Tanoim in the ninth parak of Pesachim. Does a person get Karis for not bringing Karban Pesach only if he was mazed on both? And had he not been mazed on both, then he doesn't get karis. Another option is, no, it's only totally in the Rishon. And if you were mazed on the Rishon, it's already too late. And then there's another tzad that it's either. It's a three-way machlekes tanam, a complex sugya over there. Is there a chagiga together with the Pesach in Sheni? Now, Rashi and Chumash by us, and Baal Yisra, Rashi, quoting the Mishnah in Pesachim that we mentioned, but a little bit different than he says, Ve'ein Isser Chometz, there's no Isser Chometz by the Karban Pesach Sheni. Ela'im b'achilosa, except while you're eating it. Let's say, state in Rashi, as you're eating the Pesach Sheni, then you can't eat chametz. Ein isur chametz, ela ime b'achilosa. And the Mechas Chinuch brings this Rashi, and he tells, Shenema, what's the makor, mechateis, vush state that while you're eating the Karban Pesach, you can't eat chametz. So some say, because the chametz is reshus, and the Karban Pesach is mitzvah. But if that would be true, you shouldn't eat kartoffel either, or lakshin, or any other kashrut and Pesach things. Vush state that you eat chametz. You're doing ha'ara from Rav Shach, on this Mechas Chinuch. He wants to say a niggin that Rashi is saying something else. Ve'ein isur chametz. There's no isur chametz. Ella, rather, imay b'achilosai. For all I care, why are you eating it? Even eat the chametz. Ella, imay b'achilosai. Mamash v'kuach. The Menachas Chinuch Kipshut. I read the Rashi. Ein isur chametz only imay b'achilosai. Then there is an isur, and he mutches. Where's the makar for this isur? Where does Rashi know it from? Rav Shach in the Hagoy, in his Hagoyis on the Menachas Chinuch. Rav Shach had the old Menachas Chinuch for all the Rashi tevis. Now we have the new ones. And it has printed Hagah of Rav Shach. Rav Shach and his one, it said his Hagah. That's he wrote it there. But that's his horror that he, I don't know how he wrote the niggin. Ein Yisrachim, it's Ella! Ella! Imoi Bachilasi! Interesting chiddush in the Tzvasemis over there in the Sugis and Pesachim. He comes out, you know, Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat Neboid Yoim. Whereas different than any other carbon, which you're allowed to eat as soon as you Zorik the Dam, either for one day or one day and a night or even 2 days, carbon Pesach is different than even after the Zrikas Dam. And the Akhtaris Amorim even. There's still not a matir of eating it until the Laila. It's not Pasha that by Pesach Sheni there's a Zadin. He's Medayik in the Rambam. Avada, you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah at night and eat one kazayis at night. But there's no problem also eating it in the Vayyayim. Pesach Rishon is also eating the Vayyayim. Pesach Sheni is Meduyik Stark in the Rambam because there got to be a lot of the other dinim. He's Madgish, Bein Berishon, Bein Besheni. By the Isra of Mevayyayim, he doesn't Madgish, Bein Besheni. Is there the din of Chatzois by Pesach Sheni? Or is it Nechal Tulalois by Pesach Rishon? It's Machlaikis Tanoim. There's a whole sugi about it. What about by Pesach Sheni? Is there Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is there Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni? Is there Charoises by Pesach Sheni? Is there Haseba by Pesach Sheni? Is there Dalet Kaisis by Pesach Sheni? There's a lot of things you can clear which dinim do and don't apply by Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Koshal, Omer, Shleish, Dvorim, Eil, Yotzi, Dechei, Vasei. Does that apply by Pesach Sheni? Each one of these is you could have a lengthy discussion about. We're going to move on to another topic in the sugya. The pasuk says about Pesach Sheni, "V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech layaya," meaning a person was not bringing the Pesach Rishon only because of a mezid, then it's not that din of Pesach Sheni. It has to be that he had a reason. "Ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech layaya." Now there's a drash. I saw this brought down from the Goyin and from Rabbi Kiveger, Shneim Amru Davar Echad, but Mamish not the same thing. Each one said it with a different niggin, but the same point. One of them read it to be, Va'isha Sherhu Tahar, you know someone that's Tahar? Uva Derech Loi Haya. He didn't go on the Derech. He's staying the Bismedrish. You want to stay Tahar, you stay in the Bismedrish. Hari Remez Ladova, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos and Perek Shishi, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Pam Achas! Hayisi Mahalach Baderech. One time I left the Bismedrish. Pagashti Ademecha, the Mesis comes, come to the boss, we'll give you Alpha Alpha, didn't resolve. And he says, I don't want to come to your city. Ain ani dar ela b'makom Torah. How do you know the guy's not coming from a makom Torah? Because if the guy's coming from a makom Torah, he's not going to offer him Elf Alfi Din Rizal V'Kesef. He's going to tell him Shat Naraj, but what is he telling him Elf Alfi Din Rizal V'Kesef? Paramaisa. So he says, I don't want to live there. So Pamachas. But there's another nusach, the same word. It's Va'isha Sher Taru Vaderech. You think someone could be Vatarach Vaderech? Loi Hoyos. And Ishda Azaza. This time the Vaderech goes on the Reisha. Va'isha Sher Taru Vaderech. The names. You think there's such a thing? Loi Hoya, there's no such thing. Actually, let's speak out one more detail about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There's a Shaila, there's a Gemara that says that Bikur, there's a din by Karban Tamid and by Pesach Rishon only, not by any other Karban. There's a special din of Bikur that for 4 days you're supposed to be Mevakarit from Mumin, that's what starts on Yud Nisan. The din of Bikur, Pesach Sheni. Din of Bikur. Now there's no, it's a Gemara. There's no din of Bikur by Pesach Sheni. Bikur is only by Tamid. Shall call Yom V'Yom, and Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. Which leads to an interesting argument, because the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer Yeredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, I don't remember what the Tshuva's about, but he titles it, he writes, Yud Iyar, Yom Bikur Pesach. Yud Iyar, Yom Bikur Pesach. The day that we would be Mavakar the Pesach, some want to say, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur on the Pesach Rishon. Yud Iyar, Yom Bikur Pesach. It's not what the Tshuva was about, but what did the Chassam Sofer? I mean, some want to say because since it was already Yud Iyar and no one in Klai Yisrael had a Makar Pesach Rishon, there are Makaris and a Medrash and a Zohar, it's not so poshut that because Pesach Rishon is only for Yechidim, for a meal, half, less than half. Mechzal Mechzal right now, less than half. Yeah? There's a whole Sugyam talking about exactly Mechzal Mechzal. Sounds familiar. But maybe if Gantz Klai Yisrael wasn't Makar of Pesach Rishon, because the Chor Kemat no one was Makar of Pesach Rishon, not that I know a few Yechidim tried, but you would never know. But maybe if Gantz Klal Yisrael is going to be Makar of Pesach, when it's a year that no one had a Makar before, maybe then there is a Din Bikur. It would be a Chiddush that would be a Diyak in what's Pshat in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. There's a whole other sugya over here of the Anani Yaakovet and the Masois. The Pasuk says, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. First of all, it's important to know Klal Yisrael is noig like that. The Makar is from a Shlah. Maybe there's other Makar also, but the Shlah says, a person, any pu'ula that he does, just to move his hand or to walk or do something, he's supposed to say Be'ezras Hashem, B'siyato Dishmayo, Im Yirtza Hashem, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Ba'al Pi Hashem Yisou. Kol Psiya V'Psiya, Kol Pu'ula, Kol Tnua, Sha'odam Oise, Yoimar Lefnechein, Al Pi Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, Im Yirtza Hashem. The Shulah Kodesh says it's based on this pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Ba'al Pi Hashem Yisou. Now, I saw brought down, the Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Yud, that on one hand, Holchei Drachim are not supposed to learn. The Gemara says that Yosef tells the brothers, Al Tirgizu Baderech, which one of the Pshatim is, don't get farblunged in a Dvar Halacha. On the other hand, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shnei Talmidei Chacham Mahochim Baderech, Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyim Lisarif. By the way, it means Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah. They're both on the bus, and each one is learning with his own Mishnah. It's what? Ein Beineihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyim Lisarif. So Medaf Redden and Lernen, Medaf Kochen and Lernen, the Gemara says in Tainis, Loi Kasha, Holi Migras, Holi Iuni. Be'ian, you can't learn on the Derech, because you're going to get farblunged. Be'kiyas, yeah. But the Sam Rebbe said, others say it on the thing also, Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, over here, they're not going to get farblunged. Anyways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the Masois. So then they could learn even Be'ian, and they could be living and learning right? Like I said, you don't have to, it's a good thing and it's a geschmack, but you don't have to have a pocket mishnayis for the bus ride. You could still be holding in the rush, but I mean, if it's not working for you, so take a mishnayis. You know, it's safer, it's safer. But the emes mekenzayin, Isaac in the sugya, everyone knows that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on the boat wrote a kuntris on Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza the Svinta. And someone, there was a bachur that was also on the boat then, he was saying, where are we? And Reb Chaim looked up. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, Shmaitza Gimel Perigvah. That's where we are. A person has to know that's where he is. He is where he is. There's a story with Rav David Mann, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. He was very sick with Saif Yomov, and he was in the hospital. She was in the north, so he was in Haifa, Rambam Hospital. Maimonides, yeah, Rambam. So anyways, he was unconscious, and he woke up once, and he said, where am I? He didn't know where. They told him in Rambam. Velcha Rambam! Velcha Rambam. No, I meant it. The Soy Ravada they say is Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou, is that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lagabi Soyser Al Manas Livnois, is only Chayiv when it's Soyser Al Manas Livnois Bim Koimoy. And the Makar of Soyser is from the Mishkan. And every time by the Mishkan, they were Soyser the Mishkan, Al Manas Livnois, in a different place, to do a different Masa and put it somewhere else. And the Gemara says, no, Kivon Dechsiv Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou, Ki Soyser Al Manas Livnois Bim Koimoy. Because wherever they were, where were they? They were with the Shechina. They were in the place where they were. Ketinoik, that's being carried by the mother. That's where he is, and that's why it's called Amanas Livnois in Koyim. Rabbi Nachman over there has a different shot. He says because even though it never happened by all Membeis Masois, but technically it could have been that the Eibishter would say that they should travel and then decide no, stay here. It could be when they were Soiseret, they didn't know that it could be that they were going to end up being Boinet Bim Koyim. Never happened, but it could have happened. That's a different shot. As I said, Rabbeinu Chananel shot in the Gemara over there. Now, Lamaisa, how did Klal Yisrael know when to travel? So, it's interesting. On one hand, it says that Anani Kovid was telling them. On the other hand, there's a sugi here of Chatzoytzreis. Now, there's a din of Chatzoytzreis L'doiris by the Korbonos, and by Mayadim, and by Tainus, when it's a Yom Tzara. But in the Midbar, there was a Bezunder din of Chatzoytzreis, which was a call, whether it was a Tekiu or a Trua, either to call the Nesiim to meet, convene a meeting, or to convene everyone, or by that was a tekiu or two tekiyas, and then a teruah was telling them to travel. So, Frank Darachayim Akadosh, why do you need both in yonim for the traveling? The Masa Ha'anon is telling you when to travel. Why did you also need the Masa Ha'anon and also the Chatzoytzreis? So, Darachayim has a pshat. The Mefarshim talk about it. I heard a pshat from another Gadol, very interesting pshat. You know, sometimes a person thinks he's stuck in a place and he's not getting out. And the Chatzoytzis is blowing and telling him to go, but he thinks he can't and it's not happening. You don't realize it already is happening. The Ananim are already going. It's going. It's moving. Things are happening. There's movement. There's Hitkadmut. You need to be aware about it. So the Chatzoytzis gives you that stuff to let you know. But don't think it's like the whole Panim Chadoshis that you have to make Ofrais. Can I get the Teva? It's happening already. The Masa is already happening. It's moving. Just go with the Anon. Go with the cloud. There's a different shot, interesting, from the Leshem. The Leshem brings, Rabbi Yashav's grandfather, the Leshem brings from Rabbi Yitzchok Volozhin. Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh. You look at the Masoi, sometimes they stayed only a very short time. And right away they traveled somewhere else. Sometimes they stayed for a very long time. And it's interesting because a person sometimes is staying somewhere, wherever he's in, and he thinks it's been too long, it's not happening, I need to make a change, I need to make a move, I need to do something. And Dak over there, he's stuck. Like, no, it's Ibriar. You're stuck here. And sometimes, Pakeret, things are not just going. All of a sudden, move on to the next stage already. And a person is bewildered sometimes, and he doesn't realize. And he says, no, Adarabba. When it's Ungekum Schwer, right? You're going uphill if the pedaling is hard, you know? If I don't know who said that, but it's a true site. But Adarabba, if a person is stuck for a long time in summer, it's because that's Shantay. And about it, Tashgacha Protis. What do I mean, Protis? Harigans Klal Yisrael was told in each Mimachane and Masa to stay a certain amount of time fixed. But trust me, there was a Hashgacha Protis for every single one of them at every single time, for every single one. Exactly, this is where you're supposed to be now, this is where you're supposed to be afterwards. And that is the story of the Masa of a person. And this Masa is not a small story, it's a very big Yisoy because the two psukim of Ayyib and Soya Ha'arin and Uvenucha Yoimar is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. There are seven Svarim in the Chamisha Chom Shetar. It's not seven Chumashim are five, but there are seven Svarim. And I Bezai Frek the Rishashu. It's Gemara Shamas that there are seven Chotzva Amudeho Shiv'o. That there are seven Svarim. Of course, the Rishash asks within that, then there are Chavvav Sifrei Tanakh. We know there's always Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Lefiza, there are Chav Vav Sif Tanach, unless you're squidging through other ones back. I don't know. Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis is anyways one. I don't know. You have to do some other things over there. But that's the story of a person's life travel. Now, just a little bit more about the Chatzoitz Reis. Again, in the Midbar, the Chatzoitz Reis, a Tekiya Achas was to convene the Nesiim, Shtei Tekiyas was for the Gantz Chla Yisrael, a Sifa, a Knessia, and a Trua was for the Masa Ha'am. But Lidoi Reis, and that's in the next Pesukim, and the Rambam brings it Lalocha, by Karbonois and by Moyadim, and also by a Yoim Tzara. Now, the Rambam brings these Halachas, and Shulchan Aruch also, at least one of them, the Rambam is both. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainus brings that by a Yoim Tzara, this Chatzoitz Reis, and the Rambam brings in Klei HaMikdash, the Gedorim of Chatzoitz Reis, by Karbonois and by Moyadim. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam only counts it as one mitzvah. And the Noisei Kelim ask, many Achrayim that talk about this, Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, Yom Kippur B'Yovel, two different mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Both have Shofar, with Malchus Achrayim and Shofars, by the way, for the record. And Yom Kippur B'Yovel, there was Malchus Achrayim and Shofars with Shofar. But it's two different mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's two different mitzvahs. Why is Chatzoitz Reis of Tainus and Sora and Chatzoitz Reis of Moyadim one mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? An interesting shot I saw in the Prima Godim in Hilchas Tainus in Erechayim, Simin Tov Kuf Ayin Hey. He says, the Yesod of Chatzoitzris is one akuda. Lo'oirer hakavona. Now, Vada, over here it's lo'oirer hakavona for the Imyon of the Tzoyim and the Esora, because Kol Mishe Einim Esora B'Yoyim Tzora is Harei Zachzori v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. And then there's another one, you know, what they're supposed to do, the kavona you're supposed to have for the Karbonis and the Moyadim. Aber Yesodim Echa, the Trua of the Chatzoitzra, is lo'oirer hakavona. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, over there, b'yisoidoi, it's a different din. One is for Lishbar Asalev for Tshuva, and one is for Zekar Nakeda. I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah is for Lishbar Asalev and for Zekar Nakeda. Yovel is for Cheirus. It's to be Mefarsim, the Cheirus of the Avdus, and different, it's two different things. And the Mahus, it's Cholok, and that's why. Now, another interesting Shiloh. Why, and the Magen Avraham asked this Kasha, many others also, but the Magen Avraham Afanor asked it, why are we not Noyik Chatzoitzris? Why don't we blow on an Ace Tzara? Why we daven and we say slichas and we say tehillim and we make it soim even sometimes? Why aren't we noyik chatzoitzris? It's only. So one of the chayim they ask is only in Eretz Yisrael, you know, not chutz l'aretz. Exactly. So why no chatzoitzris? Even on Shabbos, it's not so poshut. Why there shouldn't be chatzoitzris? Chatzoitzris. If the yom tzara is even on Shabbos, why shouldn't there be chatzoitzris even on Shabbos? Is chatzoitzris nafka with a kohen? So there's actually serious about it. Some say that the chatzoitzris of karbonos is that with the kohen. Chatzoitzris of Tzoyim and Eis Tzora lav dafka with a kayin. The one that doesn't need kayin, Yesh Lachbar, needs Big Day Kahuna. It needs, you have to know the Gedorim. And why Taka Bezman Azeh, we don't do it. The Baal HaTurim brings that the Shtei Chatzoitzris are connected Avram and Yaakov. What's with Yitzchak? Someone told me he's the shofar. Eilu shal Yitzchak. Chatzoyis, Aaron Kenzai, what the pshat? Someone's telling me Din is not shaykh to Chatzoyis, Chatzoyis is Rachim. I don't know. I think a lot of pshat. Avram and Yaakov is the Chatzoyis because the shofar is Yitzchak. Okay, there's a lot more on Chatzoyis. We're going to move on. So we have the Sefer, Bifnei Atzmoy, Vayhi Ben Soya Ha'oroin. This is a very Heilige Sefer. It's a separate sefer. The reason there are seven is because seven Sfarim, I would say, because the beginning of Bereshit Tol Vayihim Tzoy is a sefer. After Venucha Yomer, till the end of Bamidbar is a separate sefer. And this separate entity, sefer. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Kuf Tezayin, that a sefer Torah that's Bolo and got worn out and is missing Nimchak, most of its letters, as long as there are 85 letters left, it still has a certain semblance of a Koyach sefer Torah. It's not kosher, but it's considered the Kedusha sefer Torah. And that's connected to 85 letters. It's connected to Peh. Is 85 and Mila is 85, and this sefer of Venucha Yomer and Behim and Saya has 85 letters, and that shows that that's a minimum of a sefer. And the truth is, the Sforum explained that this is really supposed to be a much larger sefer. This is a sefer that's so on a high level, it's on the Shar Hanun. You know, there are 49 levels that even Moshe Rabbeinu only understood, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't get to the level of Nun, only Biyoin Piti Rasai, Nun Boy, Har Nivoy, Nun Boy. This sefer is Shaykh to the Shar Hanun, that's why there's two upside down Nuns and it's two sides. It's the Nun HaFuches, it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim Sam, and that's how we know there's a separate upside down Nun before the words. Others say no, the Nun of Binisoya is supposed to be upside down, and the Nun of Nuchai, Venuchai, that Nun is upside down. There are Paisim that say that, but we go that the separate upside down Nun. There is actually one other upside down Nun in the Torah, in Parshas Noach, by Choron, and This is the two upside down nuns. That's representing the Shar Hanun. And it's a sefer that has really much more deeper level understandings beyond what we see. We see the minimalist level of the 85 letters of this sefer. The Abba Rabbanel writes that this sefer is teaching us about the Geula, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, that Mashiach is going to come. Mashiach is going to come after 85 Yevus. That comes out at the year 4250. It's been a while since. But that's what the Gemara says, that Mashiach is going to come from the Tchilas Sabriya, not before 85 Yevus. That's connected to these 85 letters. There's a lot of other inyonim in this sefer. Now we said that this sefer is teaching us about how a person is supposed to go through life, the person's travels. And the emes is, we've spoken about this other times, that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is gematria, 1118, and it's also gematria, the amount of havayis in your tefillin, because tefillin has 21 havayis in your shel yad, and another 21 havayis in your shel roish, and 42 times 26 is not 1118, because if your tefillin is in the zekel, that's not enough. If you put them on, and b'hoi Hashem, havayah nikra lecha, that's the 43rd havayah, 43 times 26 is 1118, and that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We discussed other times many other things that are also the inyan of 1118. But what's fascinating is that, and I apologize, you'll make the cheshbon afterwards, that by Hiven Sayar and Vayenu Moshe Kum Hashem Biyafutz Eivecha Biyenusu Misanecha Mipanecha is gematria 2236, twice Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because you have to say Shema Yisrael B'Shachris. And that's how he travels through life. Vayhiben Soya, the way to be Matzliach in Vayhiben Soya is that you should be Mekayim Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. Now another pshat that's brought down is that this Nevuah of Vayhiben Soya, and it's separated by the upside down nuns, is because it was a Nevuah that wasn't from Moshe Rabbeinu per se. It's from Eldar Umeidu, which is Negei later on in the Parsha. Eldar and Meidod's Nevuah was this Vayhiben Soya, and that's why it's singled out separately. Other midrashim say that Eldad and Maidad's Nevuah is about Melchemes Goyg and Magoy. I'm sure you can work it out how these 85 letters are teaching us about that as well. An interesting pshat, I saw that in the Chanukah Satayra, he says, Eldad and Maidad, their Nevuah was Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So he says, where's the remez for that? Because it says, they were misnabim b'machaneh. They were misnabim b'machane. So b'machane is mach nun hey. Take out the nun hey. It says min hamayim mishi siu by Moshe Rabbeinu. You take out the nun hey, you're left with mem yud, and that's Moshe Meis Yeshua Machane. So the remez of Eldad and Meidad was telling us about this nevuah at the end of the parsha. You have. The story of Miriam, that she's vatadaber on Moshe Rabbeinu, and here it's nischadish, the yisoid of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a fascinating thing, because one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is to be mamin that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is fundamentally higher level and different than the other Nevi'im. And over here, the Tviya on Miriam is Lashon Hara. What about that if she be a Tviya on her, because she was Kaifer in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna? Rabbi Chaman says, here it was nischadish, this Ikrei Amuna. This is the Sugya. Here is the Sugya. But on the other hand, the Torah contrasts, and it's not a coincidence that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah that he was zayif to that level is because Va'ish Moshe onav me'oid mikala adam. The Orach Chaim Hakadosh in Parshas Kisisa brings that over there it says Koran or Panav. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu zayif to Koran or Panav? So because there's a little ink left from the dioi, and the dioi that was left from the ink of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on Moshe's forehead, and that's what made the Koran upon him. So many Midrashim say it's from the little Aleph that he wrote by Yikar. Instead of by Yikra, he wrote by Yikar. He's supposed to write it with an Aleph, and he wrote it with an Aleph, but he wrote a small Aleph, and the small Aleph represents that he was an Anav, that he wanted to write less. But there's another pshat from the Orach Chaim, in Korz Medrash, it says, Ve'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, Anav is spelled Ayin Nun, which pasuk is it? Pasuk Gimel. Ve'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Anav is Ayin Nun Vav. Ayin Nun Vav is without a Yud. He was supposed to write it with a Yud. It's without a Yud. And it's not even a Kriya Psid, but he was supposed to write it with the Yud. He didn't write the Yud. And that was his Anova. That's when he was Zeichet to the Karan upon him. He wanted to write Anova without a Yud. But I saw other Makaris bring, no, not that he wrote it without a Yud, but he wrote the Vav of Anov small. And there's a Shaila again in the Hilchos Safras here. There's another place also by Shalom in Pashas Pinchas. And then later on, those two Vavs come back by a different Pasuk. But that was the Shat, that was the Anova that he wrote. The Balaturim brings the, why does it say Anov though without a Vav? Bahish Moshe Anov Mi'oid is going on the 126 days of Moshe Rabbein. Anov is 126, Gematria, sorry. 126, why? From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he already went up for 6 days till the Sivan, till Vav Sivan, according to one Tan in Yuma. Then there was the first 40 days, the next 40 days, the next 40 days. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa in Shemayim is Anov. Bahish Moshe Anov. His Tkufa in Shemayim was Anov, was 126. Yeah, good.